What's that you're reading on the internet, Fran?
It's just a news story. It's about a supermarket chain. It has most of the products that a normal supermarket has, but it doesn't sell anything with packaging. So nothing's sealed in plastic. Not fruit, not vegetables, not even meat or eggs.
Really? How does that work?
Well, you just take along your own bags or boxes or whatever.
Oh, I see. Isn't that a bit complicated?
Or you can actually get bags there, but then you bring them back and use them again and again.
Well, I suppose it sounds like a good idea, but I don't think I'll be going to a supermarket like that by choice.
Why?
Well, when I do the shopping, I just want to get everything done quickly. I don't want to have to worry about bringing my own boxes or packing things myself.
But it's much more environmentally friendly.
Sure, I imagine it is, but I'm too busy for that kind of thing. And anyway, I already do quite a lot. I'm aware that we have to think about global warming, so I don't use the car too much. I throw litter in the bin, I turn the tap off when I'm brushing my teeth, that kind of thing.
I really don't think that taking some extra bags to the supermarket is going to take you that much time. Just think of all the damage that's caused by plastic packaging. Producing it pollutes the Earth's atmosphere, and that's the kind of thing that causes climate change.
Well,
but it's not just that. It has a big impact in general. A lot of packaging ends up in the sea, in rivers.
I know. You're probably right. I suppose I'm probably just a bit lazy.
Well, I know it's not easy, but there are lots of things I think we could all do to reduce our carbon footprint.
Like what?
Well, only taking public transport, for example. Never using the car.
Not easy.
I know, but there's a difference between not easy and impossible. Or we could all become vegetarian.
Does that help the environment?
Yes, because producing meat actually uses a lot of energy and water, much more than producing vegetables.
Does it? Oh, I'd no idea.
And it takes up more space too. More land, I mean, to farm all those big cows.
Well, I guess that could be a good reason to cut down on meat, but do you really think people are going to be happy to change their lifestyles like this?
No, that's my point. We could all do more, but we don't. We just talk about what we should do.
Personally, I think there's a chance that technology will save us. You know, if we're able to come up with technology that doesn't harm the environment, like electric cars, factories that don't pollute the air, really efficient machines that don't use much energy.
Yeah, there's always that hope. But I think we'll have destroyed the planet before we manage to come up with smart enough technology.
I suppose we'll see. I'm not as pessimistic as you, though.
Well, one thing's for sure. If we don't start to deal with the problem, then people on this planet will be paying for it for a long time.